Samazain Amad Beis, we've had in the Mishnah, Ha'uba Vahayalba Meirasin Vacheresh Mbenteisha Shonim Yim Echo Paislin Veloy Machilim. Let us start from the Gemara Hayavam. That Hayavam is a Paisel, is not a Machil. So the Gemara says, Ibas Koyim Li Yisrael Hi Paselo. If a bas koyim is a zakuke to a yovam, that's a Yisrael, say pasul so. Because it says in the pasuk, v'shava al beis avia, prat l'shemeres yovam. So Rashi says, v'shava prat l'shemeres yovam, she'eino b'rshusa loshuv. Tadida bei, this is the only time when a bas koyin who married a Yisrael goes back, can eat trume when it's b'shaval beis avia. And here, since she's a zekuke to this yavam, is einar b'shusa loshuv. So she's not b'shusa loshuv dagida bei. She's meugid to the yavam. Chavrusa asked me a shaila. It says in Parshas Vayeshev, Shvi Almona Beis Ovich. So Yehuda told Tamar, she was a Shemeres Yavam. And you see, he wanted to kill her because she was a Shemeres Yavam. So she was a Shemeres Yavam, and he said, Shvi Beis Ovich. So Vayishto is a Shemeres Yavam, it's Shaykh Shvi Beis Ovich. And here, the Gemara says that it's not Shaykh Bishobal Beis Avia. Wanted to be mitzadid that could be Shvi is a loshen of yeshiva. Shvi Beis Avich, you should live there. Vishav is a loshen of returning. So Vishava, to say that she can return al Beis Avia, she can return. She's still ma'ugid to the Yavam. But Shvi Beis Avich could be a loshen yeshiva. Al kaponim, so the Gemara says that a bas koyin, that is zekuke to a yavam Yisrael, does not eat trume, because the only way she can eat trume is v'shova, and it's not shaykh v'shova. I bas Yisrael a koyin, hi loy machalo, kinyin kaspoy omar rachmone, v'ho kinyin da ochivu. If she's a bas Yisrael a koyin, so then she can't eat because of the yavam. Barkinyan kaspoy omar rachmone barkinyan da ochivu. Now, Rashi here does not explain bariches what the Gemara means. What does the Gemara mean to say? But Rashi in Ksubis Daf Nun Ches explains this Gemara. Like to say over the Loshon of Rashin, will be Mordek Negeos on the Gemara Daf Samaches. Rashi says, Vahai Kinyan Ochifu, in order to be able to eat Trume, you need Kinyan Kaspoy. Vahai Kinyan Ochifu, so she was Konui to the mace, Vahimayislai Poka Kinyonai. So when he died, it's poke kinyone. So that is why a yovam can't be machel, because she's not kinyan kaspoy, and the kinyan kaspoy that she was, he died. It was poke kinyone. So now Rashi says, what will be the din if the yovam will be miyabmo, avul konso? If the yovam be miyabmo, arei ki ishtay lecholdovo, then she becomes his wife. Vakosov koro ishtoi, dechsiv lakocha loyle ishe, dekanya bebiye. And now Rashi says, anariches, vichi heiche, de kedushe biye machilen ba'aruse, de iske shavayis ladodi, kach machilen biyevome. Now Rashi says, a megillah. If the yavam will be miyabim ho, then she'll be able to eat trume, because she's ishtoi. And he was kind to her with beer. And just like
If an orus would make bia, she'd be able to eat trume, because iski shavayis lododi. So who adin the bia of a yovon can be machal habetrume. So the Avni Miluyim in the Tshuva Simen Yudzayin explains Rashi as follows. What is the taich kinyin kaspoi? We find kinyin kaspoi, a behime, you're allowed to give a behime, shalkoin is allowed to eat from his kinyin kaspoi, neveknani is kinyin kaspoi, and anish is kinyin kaspoi. Now, by a behime and a neveknani, l'chayre the chat of kinyin kaspoi is that's kaspoi aknuyeloi, they belong to him, gufan konui, it's his kaspoi. His kaspoi is permitted to eat trum, that is a chiddush, by behemah neveknani that belongs to a kohen. But when we speak about a naruse, she's not knuyeloi. She doesn't have any kinyone moment in her whatsoever. Naruse, abgefragt, meise yedel, yerushosa, that all happens by nisuin. So he has no kinyone moment in her whatsoever. So what is pshat kinyin kaspoi? So Rashi understood kinyin kaspoi by an erusa, we translate different. Kinyin kaspoi means that he was kainah with kesef. That's the touch kinyin kaspoi. So kinyin kaspoi has two translations. It's not what we're talking about. If we're talking about a behemoth, so kinyin kaspoi means that the behemoth is kaspoi, haknuyoloi. We're speaking about a narusa, then it means shekonilo bekesef. So now we have a problem. So if the Torah specified that a narusa can eat tume if he was kainah with kesef, so what if he wasn't kainah with kesef? What if he was kainah with shtar? What if he was kainah with beer? What will the din be then? So Rashi says, iski shavayis ladodi. That lemaisa, all the havayis are hukish. So just like kesef is machal betrume, so the same way, so b is also machal betrume. But al koponim, we see a moira de kizach, that by an aruse, in order to be able to eat trume, it's not sufficient that she's a wife. She has to be koni with kesef. Or another kinyan that's hukish la kesef. So therefore, when Rashi says that a yevome can eat trume if she became nisyabim to a kohen, so Rashi had a problem. It's ishtoi, she's his wife. But it doesn't say in the Torah that a wife eats trume. It says kinyan kaspa eats trume. She's not kinyin kaspoi. So Rashi says a shtik teire. But just like by an aruse, kinyin bia can also be machal betrume. So a kinyin bia that makes her ishtoi can be machal betrume. So a kinyin yevome is also a kinyin bia that's machal be ishtoi. There's also a kinyin bia. That's also a kinyan bia that made her for an isha. So therefore it could also be machal betrume. So al kaponim, that is how Rashi learns pshat in our Gemara. He says Rashi learns pshat in our Gemara that if a yevome, you have a bas Yisrael that's a skuke to a yevom, so she can eat trume min ha-teire. Because in order to be able to eat trume, you have to be koniloi through one of the three kinyonim. So afilo she's a zkuke, and we'll say zikikiknusa, and we'll say whatever we want. But that doesn't enable her to eat trume. You have to have a kinyon that makes her eat trume. A wife that was koni through a certain kinyon. So baruch Hashem, kinyon bi is machal betrume. So after yibum, she'll be able to eat trume. But before yibum, you need kinyin kaspoi. And there's no, the only kinya kaspa was that what the brother had enough, but that kinya became livka lacha misosi. That's how Rashi learned pshat na Gemara. Let us see Taisvis. Kinyan kaspa omar achmone, vai kinyan da ochivu. Omar rabbeinu tam. So rabbeinu tam is chilek an Rashi. Das machte Baumru. This thing is an asmachte. De mi de reise meichel ochlo. Mina teure Abbas Yisroel. That's zekuke to a yovam koyin itztrume mina teure. Period. That's the halacha that Rabbi Netam says. And then he's going to bring Rayas. The Rabbi Netam in Ksubis Taf Nun Ches explains why. Why should she eat truma min ha-teire? So Rabbi Netam says, well, she's kinyin kaspoi. So he calls a zike to a yovam, that's kinyin kaspoi. A zike did not learn like Rashi. A Rashi fatayt kinyin kaspoi. How we did fatayt kinyin kaspoi, we have to understand, but I'll copon him. But that's what Rabbi Netam says in Ksubis Taf Nun Ches. That min ha-teire, Abbas Yisrael, that's kuke to a yovam koin, it's truma, that's kinyan kaspoi. Fine. But now the Rabbeinu Tam is going to prove his point, that min ha-teire, Abbas Yisrael, li yovam koin, it's truma. Tole mishner ishoine de perik afalpi, Heiche de ochle bechaye yabal, so Tosis brings, there's a Mishnah Rishoyin and a Mishnah Achoyin. Now the Mishnah Rishoyin in Perek Afalpi says, Heiche de ochle bechaye yabal. If she ate trume bechaye yabal, ochle nami becheska sayov. Tosis has a Mishnah, we'll see soon what it says in the Mishnah, but the Benetam made a Mishnah that if she had eaten Bechayei HaBaal, and then the Baal dies, she eats by the Yovam. Tosis has a Mishnah. So if that is true, how can she eat by the Yovam? The husband's dead already. The Yovam is not Kinyan Kaspa, how can she eat by the Yovam? So you see, Claude, this Drosha is not a Emeser Drosha. She's considered Kinyan Kaspoi of the Yom. Now, where do we see this in the Mishnah? V'dayik Rabbeinu Tam diktoni hosom, v'afilu kulom bifnei habal, choser yoim echot. Now, let's just relate what it says in the Mishnah, and then we'll understand what Rabbeinu Tam saw in that Mishnah. The Mishnah in Ksubis says as follows. What is the din? The Rusa Bas Yisrael married a Kohen. She's not permitted to eat Trume. And one of the reasons she's not allowed to eat Trume we'll have later in the Gemara, Shema Tashke Achel Vachisel. That means that the Rusa lives with her family. And if she'll be getting trume, and she's next to her brothers and her sisters, and she has a geshmake cake of trume, a geshmake glass of wine of trume, and they're gonna ask her, let's have some. Their tongues are drooping, and she'll give them. She won't realize it's trume, the zorim. So therefore, Chazal said that, even though she's permitted to eat trume, she's not allowed to eat trume, Kozman, she's an arusa. Now the Mishnah continues. Tavu alinosai. What happens if this arusa, her orus was tevei, wants to get married, he wants to make nisuin. So we give him and her 12 months to prepare themselves for the nisuin. Higia azman v'loi niso. 12 months pass by. He's not prepared yet. So the Mishnah says, Oichleis Mishaloi, v'oichleis Petrume. So now, after 12 months, Rabid, you had a whole year to prepare yourself. You're not prepared. Forget about it. But the Shibudim of a Nosui Amutal Olecha, you mechuyiv Oichleis Mishaloi, you mechuyiv to give her Mezoines, v'oichleis Petrume. And now she's permitted to eat trume. So what happened now? So the Gemara says, since he's starting to give her mezainis, is miyached la duchte, he won't be giving her mezainis and together with all her family, who knows how much mezainis she'll need. So since he starts giving her mezainis, she's still by her father, but lemaise, he makes up with her, listen, I'm sending you mezainis, but you don't eat in the dining room, you'll eat in the bedroom, I'll send you each day mezainis, you eat in the bedroom. And it's my middle, so miyachad laduchta, she eats alone, so there's no chas of Shem Batashke. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Mishnah says, that the Mishnah Rishayne, that an arusa min atoire eats trume, midarabonon she doesn't eat, but after hagoz man, she eats, because it's miyachad laduchta. Now the Mishnah continues. That's if there were 12 months by the Baal. What if there were 12 months minus one day by the Baal, and before the day that the Nisun was supposed to take place, Achman and his son, he had a heart attack, right? And now, the 12th month is Nishlam by the Yavo. So the Mishnah says, Ein Eicheles Betrume. If it's 12 months by the Baal, then she eats Trume. But if it's 12 months minus a day by the Baal, and one day by the Yom, she won't eat Tumen. So Rashi very innocently says Pshat in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah mean? That means that she won't eat Tumen because of the Baal. Because of the Yom, she can never eat Tumen. Yom, that's what it says. Kinyin Kaspoy, Blakiva, Hai Kinyin Dochiv. But the Mishnah means she can only eat truma from the Baal if at least 12 months passed by. If 11 months and then 28 days passed by, she can't eat truma because of the Baal. And but the Yom Vashteitzach, she can't eat truma. The Rabbi Netam learned different shot in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Netam learned if she never ate by the Baal, she can't eat by the Yom. If it was 12 months minus a day by the Baal, then she can't eat by the Yavam. But if there was 12 days by the Baal and then he died, then she can eat by the Yavam also. So the Rabbi Netam made enough in the Mishnah that you could eat by a Yavam. This is the Rabbi Netam's Rai. The Daik Rabbi Netam ediktoni hosom, vafilu kulam bifnei abal chosor yoim echot, and Yoim Echad eats a la Yovim, she doesn't eat by the Yovim. Mashme hakulam bifnei Abal, but it'd be 12 months by the Baal, oicheles by the Yovim. That's what the Ben Tam learned Psha. One raya. That, because that you can eat from the Yovim also. Voi desanye betesefte, zu mishne rishayne. Aber Rabbi Seinu Amru, eine Isha Eicheles Betrume Atsha Tikonis Lechupe. The Mishnah Achreina holds that Hagos Man is not enough. You need Tikonis Lechupe. Voloi Hayevome Atsha Tiboil. And the Rabbi Seinu said that Hayevome can eat Trume till she'll become Nivu. Mashme, the Le Mishnah Rishayna Eicheles. Rabbi Seinu Amru that a Yevoma can't eat only after beer. But Vaistois, according to the Mishnah Rishon, a Yevoma can eat before beer. Second Rai. Ubi Rishalmi de Perikaf, Alpi, a third Rai. Higiyas man veloi nisu. Oy shemesu baleihem. Oh, there was Nisuin already. And the husbands died. Oichlis mishaloi veoichis petrume. Vayne beloi bia. That's beloi bia. So the second case, Hashemesa baleim lecha, means is a yovo. Diacha bia, pshita, dishti gemuri. Period. So al koponim, Rabbi Netam has three rayas that a yovom koyen could be machal abas Yisrael betrume. V'hainu taime de Mishnah Rishoyne de Einei Eicheles heiche de loy ochlo. Now, so let's explain. So, min ha-teire a Yevome could eat trume. It's called Kinyin Kaspoy de Yevom. Aye, so why doesn't she eat? If she did not eat by the husband, Mishum dein chaye b'mezayne yisrael heiche da'amad b'din u borach k'damrin ha-bacholetz. V'loy miyached lo duchte. So Taisva says that just like an arusa does not eat by an orus, because shema tashke, so she was an orus by the husband, and now the husband died, so the yovim is also not mechuyev to give a mezaynus. So memele, if he's not mechuyev to give a mezaynus, so memele, she's also not miyached lo duchte. She's not miyached lo duchte, so if she'll eat truma, we can think she's permitted to eat truma. But we have the same problem. Shema tashka achev achisel. One reason. So that's why yovim is not machal betruma. Umishum simpim nami ikalamechish. There's the Gemara mentions in Ksubis another reason why an arusa doesn't eat truma, because could be she has mumin, and he never was baidik the mumin, and if he'll be baidika, he's baidika by, either by gosman or by nesuin, and if he'll be baidika, he finds out that she has mumin, but it's a mekech toy, so she never was his wife to begin with. Umishum simpim nami ikalamechish, teshema yesh simpim, lehoise ishtemi oilom. Kiven shloi giyas man b'chaye habal, v'loi bodak. This is the Chochmas Menoich's Gersa. Loi bodak, it never was baidika. Period. So, Taisvis says as follows. What does Taisvis say? So Taisvis says that me'ikeradin abasi Yisrael, that's a zukuke to a yovam, eats trume. She's called Kenyan Kaspoy. But just like an arusa is not permitted to eat truma. Why? Because there's a gzeira of Shema Tashke. So the same thing, if she's a zekuke to a yavam, and he's not mechuyev to give a mezaynus, is also, she's not meyached lo duchte, so there's also gzeira Shema Tashke. Yeah. So this drash over here, Kenyan Kaspoy, this is a smach the bomb. That's not the real reason. She's Kenyan Kaspoy. The man brings a drash alaza. But the real reason is because Shema Tashke. The ein lahakshes leula de oma taime mishum Shema Tashke ki ochla b'chaye habal. What'll be the din if she ate b'chaye habal? Then the Rebbeinu Tam says, if she ate b'chaye habal, and then the baal died, she'll continue eating. Frektach toisves, nami loitechel, kiven deyne yovam chay b'mezoyne yisrael, loy meyachid loduchta. Frektach toisves, what's the lomdas? I explained everything very beautifully. That minateire, she's permitted to eat. Minateire, she's considered kinyin kaspoi of... She's considered Kinyan Kaspoy of the Yovo. Now the reason she can't eat is because we're afraid Shema Tashke. That is why she can't eat. That's the only reason she can't eat. So what happens if she ate by the Baal? Because he was miyached lo duchte, and later the baal died, and so according to Bein Tam, she's permitted to continue eating. Since the yovam is not miyached lo duchte, he's not giving kamezoynis, so memele it'll come out by the shema tashke. So how is she permitted to eat? That's Taisvus kash. Bein lachis lulu damatay mishum shematashke ki ochlo b'chaye baal nami leitechel kiven den yovam chayv mizaynisse lo miyachel lo duchte. So Taisus answers tikala meima kiven de zochso. So Taisus wants to say a new mahalach. That means like this: the whole gzeir of shematashke is that we did not give an aruse a heter to eat trume because we're afraid of Shema Tashke. But the minute she got the heter already, so now we won't take it away from her. Even though by the Yovo Mitzayich Shema Tashke, because she's not Miyachad Loduchte, but if she was ready Zeichet to eat trume, the whole din of Shema Tashke is we don't permit her to start eating trume. She started eating trume, even the Zochsa Zochsa. So Mamela Shalom al Yisrael. Avol Koshe. So Taisva says that's not emes. That is not emes. There's no such klal of keeping the zochsa zochsa. Dim kain. My porich beperik afal pi. The Gemara asks a kasha an ule. The Gemara asks a kasha an ule. Ule said the reason an arusa is not permitted to eat trume. Shem batashke lachel lachisel. Elo meyata lokit koyin bebeis Yisrael lo yoichel betrume. So the Gemara is akasha. So what happens if a person hires a worker, a koyin? So he has a Yisrael is a koyin working by him. Now when this koyin comes into the beis Yisrael, he comes with the sandwiches that are made out of trumadike bread. He comes with his thermos bottle that has wine in it of trume, and he comes in, and at lunchtime he eats. Frag the Gemara, if there's a gzeira of Shema Tashke, so how is he allowed to eat trume bebeis Yisro? That's the Gemara's kasha nula. Frag tach toises, I just had a shtik teire. There's a dink even the zochso zochso. That means the whole din, I just had a beautiful shtik teire. The whole din of Shema Tashke is that you don't give an aruse an opportunity to start, a schus to start eating trume. She started eating trume, then you're not so frun anymore. Then you say, let her eat trume already. So what's the most kasha by a lokit koyin? He was eating kol yomo. Shani lokit, the kva ochel kol yomei chayit. P'yeshloima, so they says, no, you have to say a little different. The kiven the gias man the yichad lo duchta bebeis aviyah. Now we have to say a different terez. That if she ate by the mace, by the first husband, she was meyachad lo duchta, shuvay nizoza misham, v'loidom yilu lokit koyim bebeis yiso. So Taish says, no, it's an underevolt. That lemaise, if he was meyachad lo duchta, and Kol's man, her husband was alive, the Oris was alive, she ate in the bedroom, she didn't eat in the dining room. So after the husband dies, she continues eating in the bedroom. So Memela this weite no gzeira of Shema Tashke. So Memela, that's why the halacha is that the Yavam will be permitted to be machal ha-truma. That's the deal of Taisus. Vim Taima, so Taisus says, Achla di Ochla midiraise. So Taisus says, now let's start understanding. Since Mina Taira she's permitted to eat every Abbas Yisrael, that's Kuke to Ayovim Kain is permitted to eat Mina Taira, Mineima Asrula Mishna Achroina Chetiboil. So Taisus brought down at the Sefte, that according to the Mishna Achroina, a Yavam is only permitted to eat trume achati boil. So why do you need, she be achati boil? Afilo naflam in an assume. That means afilo, she was an assume already. And there's no simpin. Halekala beichishul the simpin. So memele, so she still can eat trume. Why can't she eat trume? That means there's no shash whatsoever. She was an assume itzalabal. And then in the tzicha miyachad lo duchta, she's not living anymore by her parents. She's on the suet, and there's no chash of simpon. So why can't a nesue yevome itume? According to the Mishnah Achrayne, v'shloime dekiven da sura arusa ba'goz man la Mishnah Achrayne, since an arusa is also to eat. Koyde ba'goz man. No, ba'goz man, also shash simpim, is also name yevome, mishim de mechalfi bo, shishtayim zman k'nisosan la'altim. People will never know how to differentiate between ha'goz man, where there is a shash of simpim, and a yevome, where there's no shash of simpim. People won't
We'll just see there's a striking similarity. After a goes man, she's oimidly konis lauta. A yevama is oimidly konis lauta. So if a yevama can eat, they'll say after a goes man, she can eat also. So therefore, in order to prevent this, they said a yevama is also not permitted to eat. So bekitzel, so what did Tosfos say till now? So Tosfos said that min ha-teire, that what a Yevome Abbas Yisroel Lekoin is permitted to eat. That what the Gemara says, Adroshe Kinyin Kaspoi Omar Rachmonen Voho Kinyin Da Ochivu. Agmar says it's you need Kinyin Kaspoi, and only the brother was Kinyin Kaspoi, the Yevome is not Kinyin Kaspoi. This is a Asmachta Baalma. It's not a Nemes Adroshe. So Taisha says further, Miu Hode Doshinin Lael Bas Yisroel Lekoyim, the Ochlo Betrume, Mikinyin Kaspoi. The Gemara brings this drosha that a Bas Yisroel Lekoyim eats Trume because of Kinyin Kaspoi. Now Taisvis just said, this is a Pesa, an Asmachta. There it's a drosha Gemurahi. The Leel Dashini Mehosem Betsuadaka Koyin Shenosa Bas Geirim Shemachila Betrume. So, the drosha that Kinyin Kaspoi eats trume, that's a drosha gemura. And that's how we know an arusa eats trume. But this, that what a gemura, our gemura said, that it's Kinyin Kaspoi shall ameis, it's Kinyin Kaspoi shall ochiv, it's not Kinyin Kaspoi of the Yovam, this is an asmachta balma. But the etzem drosha that Kinyin Kaspoi eats trume, that's a drosha gemura. So Taisa says, the Gemara in Kedushin brings a kalvachoyme, Ben Bagbag made a kalvachoyme. Ma doch, a shifche, sheine niknes bebiye, is eicheles trume bekesef, is aruse, she niknes bebiye, and edin sheicheles trume bekesef. So he brings a psa kalvachoyme. So he doesn't bring the drosha of Kinyin Kaspoi. Unesui dorish besefri mikol toyer bebeischa, vista mapik lo mi ba'atem u beischa. So lechere, it would seem that there's no posik for an arusa. Not the way Toys suggested a minute ago, that there's a drosha gemure that an arusa eats truma from Kinyin Kaspoi. So Toys says, ahide sefri asmachtahu, וכמה דרושה שיש בגמורה שדרש בתרס קיינים בספרים מפסוקים אחרים. Period. So Tyson says, really, it's an emes הדרושה, and the יסוד הדרושה is that כיני כספוי יצטרום מן התוירה, but this, that what a גמורה דרשנס ולא כיני דאוכיב, it's Kinyin Kaspi, Nikin, and here's Kinyin Dochiv, it's not his Kinyin. This Knech is only Adrabanu the Kedrash. But Taisa says it's still no good. Amila Yishyashi, for the Maisi Hachas Machte, by Kinyin Dochiv, who also beperk Afalpi, the Maisi La Mishnah Rishaine. But Taisa says it's still no good. Because the Gemara in Ksubis brings this drash and the Mishnah Rishayne. The Ktoni, it says there, Hayovam Einei Machel. It says in the Mishnah that Hayovam is not Machel. So the Gemara says, why isn't Hayovam Machel? Because it says, Kinyin Kaspoi, by Kinyin Da'ochipu. So the Gemara brings a reason for the Mishnah, because it's a Kinyin Da'ochip. Now, in this Mishnah, Gufdra Benetam was Medayik, that if she ate by the Baal, she'll eat by the Yovam. So something doesn't stim over here. How could you bring this asmachte, this drash, on the Mishnah in the Mishnah Rishoyne, if according to the Mishnah Rishoyne, she can eat by the Yovam if she ate by the Baal? So how can you bring this drash on Yana Mishnah? Yeah, the Meisler Mishnah Rishayim Tani Yovam Eine Machel of Yimash Birashna Eine Davka Eichet Lo Yochlo. The Mahach Drosh, if there's such a Drosh, if Elochlo B'chaya Baal Eisoichlo B'chaya Yovam.
Omar Rabbeinu Tam, Dohosam Ochi Perushe. So Rabbeinu Tam says, we have to darshan, the Gemara means as follows. Kinyin Kaspoi Omar Rachmone, Sheicheles Betrume, Minatoire. Verabonenu de Tikon, Mishneim Osochayde Shulaholam Doicheles. That is, the Rabbonon, you can't be saying Machan Kinyin Kaspoi. Vahai Kinyin Dohivu. And now a Yavomi is a Kinyan of the Yavom. Pulai Tikin Rabbon and Shetoiko Machmas Ayov, Nelot Shetiboil, Moshek Varuch Lobachaya Yabal. So Toysis learns Kinyan Dochib is going on the Yavom, not on the mace. Memele, the Gemara is saying, just like by Kinyan Kaspoi, the Rabbon and Meiratakone, so by Kinyan Dochib also the Rabbon and Meiratakone. Let us go further. We had in the Mishnah, v'ha'eresin. That means the Mishnah said two aloches. If a bas koyin married a Yisrael, so the eresin passels. If a bas Yisrael married a koyin, she cannot eat truma. So now the Gemara explains the reason for these two aloches. V'eresin. I bas koyin li Yisrael hi posolo. He was koina. It says, Ubas koin kisiya le ishzor, he betrumas hakadoshim le isoichel. So memele, so a bas koin is not permitted to eat trume minatoyrev, she became an arusa to a Yisrael. Vibas Yisrael le koin, he le machelo, and if she's a bas Yisrael le koin, he's a machelo, mishum de ule. Als the minatoyrev taki could be machelo. No, Al-Tzule can't be machalo Al-Tzere-Shem-Matashke. Let's see what Rashi says. Dekanye ba-Vaye. Abbas, Koin li Yisrael, doesn't eat trume because the Yisrael was Koino. Umishas ha-Vaye ifselo. And as soon as they made Eresin, she became posel to eat trume. Kedersiv, Ubas, Koin kisiya li Yisro, even trume sakadoshim li Yisroichol. Abbas Koyin marries a Zor, she's not permitted to eat Truma. And Abbas Yisroel Koyin is not permitted to eat Truma, even though she's Kinyin Kaspoi, Mishim Deula. Meseches Ksubis Perik Afopi, Devar Toira Rusa Abbas Yisroel Echeles Betruma. Dersiv Kinyin Kaspoi Hu Yoichoboi. Uma Tam Omru Eino Yecheles. Zereshim Shema Yimzugula Koyis Beveis Aviyo. V'teilech v'tashke l'acheo l'achoyso. Period. Zog the Gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishnah, v'hacheresh. So that means that a cheresh married a woman. And so the Mishnah is telling us, if the woman was a koyin and he's a Yisroel, she can't eat truma. If the woman was a Yisrael and he's a koyin, he's not machalo. So now the Gemara is going to explain. He bas koyin li Yisrael he. If she was a bas koyin and he's a Yisrael, this cheresh, pasalo. So he'll pasalo. She can continue eating truma. Do konye, because he was koyna. Aye, cheresh is a lav bar bas. But takanta da rabbonon. The rabbonon made a takode. That the rabbonon a cheresh can make nisuin. He can make ishes. So since midarabbonon, this bas koin is an ishes Yisrael, so midarabbonon, she's not permitted to eat trume. Ve'i bas Yisrael a koini, if it's the other way around, she's a bas Yisrael and he's a koin, the cheresh, Loimachl, kinyi kaspi omarachmona, vailava kinyinu. She's not koniloi. In the Torah, she's not koniloi. So mamele can't be machalo. Let us see, Rashi betakanta de rabbonon, de cheresh, afogav de lav bardasu, tkinu be rabbonon nisuin, lakama be cheresh shenosu. Now let us go further. Uben teisha shonim. We had in the Mishnah, Uben teisha shonim v'yemechot poislin v'loy machilim. Now, what is this case speaking about? Uben teisha shonim kasal kedaitoch b'sheimeres yovom leben teisha v'yemechot. So the Gemara learned in the Havamine that we're speaking about Hashem Meres Yovam to a Ben Teisha Shonim. The Yovam is a Ben Teisha Shonim. So the Gemara says, Lamai. So what are we speaking about? Ilam Ifsel, if she's a Bas Koyin, and he's a Yisroel, is Kotn Ami Mifsel Posel. So he doesn't have to be a Ben Tes. We learned before, why does a Bas Koyin Haskukil Yovam Yisroel, why doesn't she Trume? Because it says, V'shova Beis Avia Kinoreo, and since she's Haskuke, she can't be Shova. So it doesn't matter if the Yovam is 9 years old or less than 9 years old. She's a cookie. She's a Shemeres Yovam. She has to wait. She can't go back to her father. She's cookie to the Yovam. At least a day year old. So Memele, so why does it say Ben Teisha Shonim? Ila Chuli. And if it is speaking about that he was a Kohen, And she was a Bas Yisroel, so a Ben Teisha Shonim cannot be Machel. A Godel Nami Loi Machel. A Godel also can't be Machel. We just learned it. Kinyin Kaspi Koma Rachmona by Kinyin Dochiv. It's a Dereish in the Kedrash, a Drabon the Kedrash, like a Sarash in Benetan. But Al Koponim, so if we're speaking about Hashem Meres Yovam, so there's nothing unique in that, but Hashem Meres Yovam is a Ben Teshonim. The halach is the same if it's a Ben Teshonim, or a Ben Yudalachonim, or a Ben Cheshonim. It's the same thing. So what is the Mishnah mention? A Ben Teshonim. Omar Abai. So Abaye said, now, before we say over the Lashon of Abaye, let us just mention, Bekitzer, there's a Meiradike Machloikis, Rashi and Toisvis in Kedushin Baf Yutes Amad Aleph. And then we'll learn the Gemara accordingly. The Gemara in Kedushin Baf Yutes Amad Aleph says as follows. There's a Pasuk, it says, Ish Asha Yinaf Es Eishes Ish Mois Yumos. If a person is Mizana with an Eishes Ish, Mois Yumos. So the Gemara makes a Diyak, Hashe yinaf es eishes ish, v'loy eishes kotten. If he's mezana with an eishes kotten, he's not chayev misa. So the Gemara asks, v'chi yesh ishus lekotten? Neither meat lo eishes kotten. There's no such thing as an eishes kotten. So the Gemara says, no, it's speaking about a yovam kotten, bentes, since she's chazilei, so I would think that you are chayiv misa. Kamash malom. So there's a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos pshat in this Gemara. So Rashi learns pshat in this Gemara. A yovam ben teshonim v'yayim echot, he's a bar bia. So, and by yibum you don't need kavon. And she's kukaloi. So when he's miyabma, she becomes his wife minatoyre. That's an ashes cotton. So the and Rashi says, you know what? He's kind of her. Niz Yairisha, Niz Metamala, she's his wife. So I would think that Yechayiv Misa, she's an Ashes Cotton. Says Exeris Akosav, Ashes Ish Le Ashes Cotton, that this Ashes Ish, you're potter for Misa. Exeris Akosav. But Yovam Cotton Abentesh, she's his wife, Taki, 100%. Minatayra, she's his wife. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Taisvis over there learns Pshat in the Gemara v'nahapachu. I would think that she's his wife. Shteitin posik eishes ish leyeishes cotton. That is no chiyav misa. So that's a gilish that she doesn't become his wife. She's not his wife, period. So the machlokes Rashi and Taisvis is eishes ish leyeishes cotton. A gili only in onshim, but she taka is his wife. Or it's a gili that she doesn't become his wife. Period. Now, let us start learning our Gemara. We'll see our Gemara is a Meir de Kishayches Siyana Gemara. Uben Teisha Shonim. Kosal Kedaitech. So the Gemara wanted to say, Omer Rabbi, Hoche B'yobam Ben Teisha Shonim V'yem Echot Abol Yevinto Yaskino. Our Gemara is speaking about a Yovam ben Teisha Shonim Yemechot Habo al Yevimta. He was Miyabim. The Midereise Kanyelei. Oh, this sounds very much like Rashi. Midereise, he was Kaina. Is Alke Daita Hamina, Hoyelu Midereise Kanyelei, Ubi Yosai Bia, Eimel Leichel. So she should eat. Why? That's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us that Abbas Yisrael was Nisyabim from a Koyin, who is a Ben Tes. And this Koyin that's a Ben Tes is Alagutamailis. He's Koyna, B'yosei B'ye. So, Memela, I would think she should eat Truma. Kamash Melon, also B'yis Ben Teshonim, B'yei Mechad, Kemaima Begodu. That means, Midarabonon, they said, it's only like Maima. That means the Rabbona were Megareya the king. He said, the Rabbona, we don't consider her his wife. Also, Bees Ben Teske Maima Begoda. They just gave it a din of Maima the Rabbona. So since Mida Rabbona, she's only, we can't consider her a wife Minatoire, because the Rabbona were Megareya Bees Ben Tes. So Memela, she's not permitted to eat Trume, because the Rabbona said, also Bees Ben Tes, so this Gemara is a Moiridiki Gemara, Anofanaraya to Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Kasalka Dait Vishmerish Yovum La Bentes, Vleibola, Ulamai Hilchus Noket Bentes, Ila Mifsil, Lashmina de Kivin de Chosi La Bia, Posala Bezikas Yevomim, by Irye Bentes, Afilokot Nami, Lakrinem Bevishova Besavia, Lashminim Botsami Bentes. Ve'ilach ulei vilochi noket bentas lashmina rebusa da'af agav dechozi lebiya leimachu yibim tebezikosoi. So it's not only a bentes, if it's a godo mamish leimachu. The lav kinyonayu, she's not koni to the yavim, doshmina begodo bereishu demas nisen, that if it's a godo can be machu. So the Gemara says, thinking about Habo Yevimte, it's a Bentes Habo Yevimte. The Ila Godel, if it would be a Godel, Habo Ochli. Vashmine Rebus, the Dafal Gav de Biyosai Biyem. Loi Machel, he's not Machel. That's the Chiddush. Even though Biyosai Biyem, in a Torah, she's his wife, Afal Pikein, he's not Machel. So Ben Tess is Eino Mach. Upoislam Diktoni B'masnisen is not going on a Ben Tess. Because Philo Ayovam, a Ben Ches is also puzzles with the Zik alone. Upoislam Diktoni B'masnisen Masharakai, Uber, Beyovam, Beloibi, Be'eris, and Be'cherish, Aba Ben Tess, Loinokin Le'elamishum, Be'ein Machilim. Now, let us see Taisus. Now, Taisus got very disturbed with our Gemara. Now, our Gemara is an often a Gemara like Rashi and Kedushin. So, the Asalka Daita Chamina Kanyele, let us see Taisus Kanyele. Lav Davke. You have to learn Kanyele with a grain of salt. Doesn't mean that he's Koinaha. Elekloima is the Kukaloi. I would think, since she's Zokotim, so I would think, since he's Zokok and he's a Barbiya, I would think she would become his wife. That the Bia is Benteishel Havelke Maima Baum. It's only Maima. That means Minateir. It's nothing. Midarabonan. It's Maima. But Perkam the Kedushim Matinul Odele Kanya Mikro the Eishes Ish Part Leishes Cotton. So Kanya Loi, you have to learn the word with a grain of salt. She's Kukaloi. She's Kukaloi. So I think since she's Kukaloi and he's a Barbias, so I would think Taka, she becomes his wife. It's Kamash Malon that she doesn't become his wife. It's only Midarabonan a wife. The Yesh Svorim de Garsi Chozile, not Kanyele, Chozile. So that's a easier lotion to live with. Vachi Pirush. Given the Midarais is Kuke, B'yosei B'ye. That means she has all the potentials of becoming his wife. She's Zokuk. He's a Bar B'ye. V'loi B'ne Kavone B'yevome. So she's Chozi to become his wife. Alamayla sotzi. Kisalke daitoch, I would think the konilomi derais. If you have all these three mailas, she's kuke, he's a barbin, you don't need kavone. Kisalke daitoch konilomi derais, veloichel, kamash malom, deloi. Mishim deloi konilo, because he's not koinah. So the Lashna Gemara, you have to understand. I mean, so the Kamash Malon is, you see, also be is ben teshonim v'yimecha kamayim v'begodot, that means without. L'chayre Taisus understood Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara means to say, that since we see also be is ben teshonim v'yimecha kamayim v'begodot, so we see without the Yosu, it would be nothing. And they made it, akaponim kamayim v'begodot. So we see from this that he's talking not koina, because we were made from Eishas Ishprat, Eishas Cotton, that a Yovam Cotton does not get any kinyonim in a Yovam. So Koponim, that is Pshat in the Mishnah. So we have now a beautiful Pshat in the Mishnah, as Aben Teishas Shonim, V'yoy Mecho does not Machu. Either mid Rabbon according to Rashi or Minatoyre according to Taisus. Omale Rove, so Rove est Abaya Kashe Ihochi. If that's how you say Pshat in the Mishnah, so there's here a tremendous problem. Sefer Diktoni, it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Sofik ben Teshonim v'yoyim Echod, that a Sofik ben Teshonim v'yoyim Echod, is Sofik ben Teshem Yemechot Sofik She'enoi. So the din is, he has the same din of a ben Tes. And what? And he's not Machu. So the Gemara is, Hash, I don't understand. What is the Mishnah telling us? Hash, Tai Vadi ben Tes Loi Machu. If he's a Vadi ben Tes, he can't be Machu. A Sofik me boy. So you have to tell me if he's a, maybe he's a ben Ches. So, versteht sich, sicher kann ich machen. Ist ein Laab Barbier, so sicher kann ich machen. So, mein Mähler abgefragt dabei ist Pshat. Elo Oma Rov. Es ist nach Rov, es ist ein Nubschat. Beben Teisha Shonim Vioim Echo Dahanoch Psulim Ktoni. De Posli Bibi Yosef. Ben Teisha Shonim Vioim Echo is speaking about a case that you had a mamzer or a cholol, or a nosin, that was bo on a kahenes, a levia, and yisraelis. And the halacha is, we'll have later in the sugya, kibin shenival al apostle apostle. We learn out of baskoin kisiya le izo, kisiya means kisi boil, le izo means a zoretzlo mikoro, so we learn out that a baskoin kisiya le izo, he betrumas akadosh to moisoichel, she's not permitted to eat trume. So that's what it says in the Mishnah, that the izo does not have to be a godel. As long as he's a ben, teisha, shonu, v'yemechad, he's a barbiye, so if she was nivel from a mamza, she was nivel from a cholo, she's not allowed to eat truma. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Elo marova beben teisha shon v'yemechot hanach psulim ktonim. We're speaking about teisha shon v'yemechot of one of these psulim. The apostle bibiyosim. That is pshat in the Mishnah. Och desanye. Ben teisha shon v'yemechot ger amoini me'ovi mitzri v'adoi mikusi nosin cholo lo mamza. If you have a ben teisha shon v'yemechot, either psulei kol or psulei kohunim, shebo al kehenes leviya v'yisraelis psulo posluhom. So memela, that's pshat in our Mishnah. Ben teisha shon v'yemechot is poisel. So the Gemara asks, v'midiktoni seifa meinem ruim lovi b'Yisrael eilu poisel mechlal dereisha lav b'psule maskinam. The Mishnah daf samachtesam ad Aleph says as follows. Ho'oynis v'amefate, if a person was ma'anis anisha, he was mefate ho, loy poislem v'loy machilam. So the bia doesn't do anything. V'im einam ru'uyin lovi b'Yisrael, but the Oynes and Mefata were Psulei Kol, Re'elu Poislim. So this halacha that a Psulei Kol Pasels, Letume, that's the Mishnah Daf Samach Tes. Not that you're telling me the Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin Amud Bey says it. I'm sorry, that's the Mishnah Daf Samach Tes Amud Allah. That's the Gemara's Kash. Mediktoni, Seifa, Meinem, Ruyim, Lova, Bisrael, Elo, Poislem, Mechlal, Dereisha, Lav, Psulim, Askinem. So the Gemara answers, Reisha, Psulay, Kol, Seifa, Psulay, Kohunim. No, the Reish is speaking about Psulei Kol, and the Seif is Psulei Kohune. Now, this is very modern, because it says in the Seif, Menem Ruyim Li Yisroel, and that's talking about Psulei Kohune. Let us see Rashi. Rashi is the Kashi. Psulim, Kegoin Mamzer, Benosin, Mishum Poislim Noketlei. Ichapsum Aventeisha Shonin to tell us that they pass. Buloi Machilin, Loya bentes koi, it's not going on a bentes, ala share, uber, yobom, eiris, and becherish. Bentisha, shuger, amoinimobi, dasum lovi bekol, mitzri badoimi, ader shlishi, beese. So this is a chaybe laben, amoinimobi, and this is a chaybe yese. Kusi benosin, beloisis chatimbom. The Tamets Postle of Ibekal Tois is Chatem, the Ksova Geire Aroyes, and Kusi is Geire Aroyes, which means it wasn't a true Geiris. The whole Geiris was because of the fear of lions, and so it wasn't a true Geiris, so there's still Goy. So Ibekal is Chatem. Cholo Postle Lekune. Postlua, Baskoim, in Atume, Leviv Israelis, Linose Lekune Lomitz. So the Gemara asks, how could you say it's speaking about Psulei Kol, Meduktoni Seifa de Masnisen? So Memele, Menem Ruim Lovu Be Yisrael, so it passes, so the Reisha can't be speaking about this. So the Gemara, so the Gemara answers, Seifa Psulei Kune, Cholo. So Rashi is Vafal Gav Diktoni Shein Ruim Lovu Be Yisrael. How can you say the Seifa is speaking about Psulei Kune? It says, Ein Ruim Lovu Be Yisrael. It's like Mary Ella Bekune. It's speaking about a cholo. The mireisha have a mina psulei kolu the posli. I will be as cholo loy. Lachitoni seifa mishni yeseire. The seifa is repetitious. It said in the reisha psulei kol pasul. It says nochem on the seifa psulei kol pasul. Emeni inyan le psulei kol. Tentne inyan le psulei kune. Vashminan cholo. Let us see the bottom Tosfos. Reisha psulei kune, seifa psulei kol. Now, this is a faker tegirsa that we have. This is much better. Reisha psulei kohune, seifa psulei kol. V'chein girsas rabbeinu chananu, v'loi kisvorim de garsa yipre, doktoni seifim eine roi lovi bi Yisrael. So har kolchor, so the reisha psulei kune, the seifa psulei kol. V'im toime v'kim de ton reisha psulei kune, Lomele lemisne b'seife psul kol, the kol shkeinu, v'shloime de tonne seife le gluye ya reishe, sheloi toima reishe psule kol dafke. Period. Now, Tosis is going to ask a moiridike kashe, and it's a very gishmake Tosis, what Tosis continues. V'im toima. The Sofik Bentes, we had it, now we know Pshat in the Mishnah Baruch Hashem, a Bentes Shonim, that's a Mamzer, that's Bo, and a Kehenes, a Pasul Sominatrum. Now the Mishnah says further, what if he's a Sofik Bentes? He also Pasul's Lutrum. That's second in it, says the Mishnah. Sofik Shu Bentes Shonim, Sofik She'enoi, so may also Pasul's. Vim Toima. Pesofik bentes hayech poisel bibiyosoi nukmei achazoke kamais dava poches mi bentishe venuki itse becheskes kasher. So Tosfos says there are two factors to be matter. The boil is a cheskes katnes. He's a sofik, he became a bentes, a boil. But I mean, till now he was not a bentes. And now it's a sofik didn't become a bentes. That he didn't become a bentes. So he is a chazoke, that he's a cotton. No problem. She was muta letume before the bia. Now I am a sofik. Did she become nifsel with the bia? Is he a bentes, not a bentes? Let's tell her I'm chazoke. So Taisu says, you have two chazakas over here that tell me that she's mutter. A chazaka mitzad the boil, a chazaka mitzad the nivellas, and the Mishnah says she's posel a tume. She's posel a kun. Is that a shrek? That face was kasha. Umiyu, so Taisu says, let's take apart the kasha. Likohune niche. The Mishnah is that what she's posel, it's not only posel a tume, she's posel a kuna also. Is that what she's posel a kuna niche? The loy azlinen bosa chazoke li yuchsin. That means chazal made a besondere chaymer by yuchsin, that by yuchsin you don't go bosa chazoke. That if it's a chash yuchsin, is it kosher lakuna, bosel lakuna, you don't go with a teven lach, with chazoke. If you don't know klar, you're not matal lakuna. How do I know such a thing? Kedekoma Rabbi Yeshua beperikama diksubis. They're speaking about, we saw an issue was nivellus. We don't know who the boil was. She says the boil was a big koyin, he was a koyin, he was a yachs, and that's what she says. And Rabbi Yeshua said, Loi mi piya onuchai, what she says. I mean, we don't believe her. So we clear the worst. Maybe the boil was a mamzer. Even though there's only one mamzer in the whole shtot, and we don't know who the boil was. Maybe she was never from the mamzer. She said she was never from a kohen. Let me pee on the chaim. Roiv says she was never from a kosher. We don't rely on Roiv also. In fact, Tachtais is good. You don't rely on Roy. You don't rely on her. But she is a Cheskas Kashrus. So why don't you still on Chazoke? Why not? So you see this, you saw what I told you. That when it comes to Yuchsin, you don't still on Chazoke. That you see according to Rabbi Yeshua. Va'afilu l'ram gamliel v'rabi Eleza d'makshiri. So Tai says, let's look at the whole Mishnah. No, that's Rabbi Yeshua holds this. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eleza so hold that she's mutter l'kune. So Tai says, haine mishim da'omgo l'kosha nivalti. Not because of Chazake. Because we believe her. She says, I know who the boil was, and then in l'kosha nivalti. Avol hoche, so there you say mechal dvoreo. Avol hoche de lo yodim hu ben tishe loy. But over here there's no mi pia. She herself doesn't know. If the boil was a ben tishe, it wasn't a ben tishe loy. So Mamela Sotaisvis took care of the problem. Lagabi kohune, we don't rely on chazoke, so he has a chazoke, she has a chazoke. We don't bat an eyelash with chazoke, she is posel kohune. So that's what it says in the Mishnah, that a sofik ben tes, she's posel kohune. We don't rely on chazokes. Avoletume kasha, but Taisa says, but the Mishnah is also speaking about tume, that she's not allowed to eat tume, that a baskain is not allowed to eat tume. Amayin loy mekminu loa chazoke, dafilun yitruma airi, kemoy leinyen uber viyovam, just like uber viyovam, pasel minatrume, that's not talking about minakune, it's uber viyovam's pasel minatrume, so the ilutrume mekminin, period. So my mail, the mission is speaking about trume also. Ilutrume mekminin a chazoke. Now Taisa says, and by trume you do still a chazoke. There is a gemara that we knew that this person's father was a koyin. The Norfolk Alei caller the Ben Grushu. And then people started speaking, but the mother was a Ben Grushu, so he's a cholo. And then so Bezen went, and the koyl people were talking that this person's a Ben Grushu. So Mele Bezen said he's not allowed to eat trume. He's a cholo. Then two Edim came and said the mother was not a grusha. So then Bezen said that he's allowed to eat trume. Then two other Edim came and said he is a ben grusha. Umuki lo betray etray. Mashme di lav mishum zilusa de beidine. Have a maskele lekulam. You would tell him on chazoke. Bekitza, So Tosfos says a Gemara in Ksubis that by Trume Yedushtal and Chazoke, so now we're back to the, so we have a Erens Tekashe, a Ben Teshonim, that's a Sofik Ben Teshonim that was born Kahenes, why didn't you tell her and him and Chazoke? Now before we see Tosfos Teretz, let's just mention a few other things. Then we'll come to Tosfos Teretz. Let us see the Tosfos Yeshanim for a minute. The Tosfos Yeshanim asks also the Kashavim, Toima Amai Posel Ukmi Aches Kosoi. The Tosfos Yeshanim asks from his Chazoke. The Lehavi Ben Teisha. He was a Kotan. So let's tell him on Chazoke. Bein loimed the maila also biyuchsim, deine dafke le kohune, aber le trume maike le meime. Pie schloima kiven de soifoi le godel ein achazoke klum. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says, teure, des achazoke sui le shtanis. What's the lomdus of chazoke? The lomdus of chazoke is that if I know that something was in a certain matziv, and I clear, did it change? Didn't it change? You should assume it did not change. So that's by something that's not oimed to change. But every cotton is going to become a godos. I'll say, you know, he was a cotton because he was a cotton b'shas bia. He was a pochus mentes b'shas bia because before he was a pochus mentes. A chazok asu yilishtana istaz nevateros chazok. So memele, the Tosfos Yeshanim asked the kashish tell him and his chazoke, Tosfos Yeshanim says, it's a chazoke sui lishtanis, doesn't have a Tosfos chazoke. The Tosfos Yeshanim bechlau machzach nish bisen dik wegen her chazoke. Perhaps we could say, on her chazoke, we could say maybe a moire de kevot, that the Tosfos Yeshanim bechlau held that her chazoke cannot be mevarer his age. That means, when does chazoke help? When we're ignorant of the facts. For example, the Gemara in Ksubis, you have a woman that was mezana with a person. Who was the person? I haven't the faintest idea. Was he a mamza? Was he a kosh? I don't know who the person was. So now I'm klein geshav, but did she become posel from this person, whoever this person was? I say, shtelam chazoke. Still on chazaka. That means I don't know what happened. So, but I'm clearing that her status changed. Still on chazaka. Here I know what happened. I know who the boyul is. I just don't know where he was born, ben ashmoshes, whatever it is. Or I don't know exactly if he was 9 years old, bishas the bia, or there's a suffix. I looked at the birth certificate. It's rubbed out. It's either April 1st or April 2nd. But I'll kapon him. I know Clovis. I know everything. So Memele, so this person is a suffix ben tes. Now that's she was mutter letruma till now. That'll make sure that we'll start paying him social security from April 1st. I mean, her chazoke can be mevara, his suffix. The yesoida suffix is him. The suffix is by him. And he has a suffix which is not, is the epshel is bara. So she was nivel by a suffix ben tes, finished. So that's why she's possible. Could be that pshat in the Tosfos Yeshanim. I'd like to say over, a meire de keritve, before we see Tosfos Teretz. The Ritva says, he speaks about her chazoke. He asked the kasha, let's tell her on chazoke. The Ritva says, the kivin sheyesh kan posul vadai ubiya vadois ve'ein asofik ella ala shonim loymach sherinin lo toreya cheskoso. That's the Loshna Ritva Atkan Loshoini. Now, I would like to explain what the Ritva is saying. But I'd like to give a shtikal akdome. I saw in Sefer Dvar HaMelech from Agoyim Rav Kreuzer, the square Rosh Yeshiva is all gesund sein, he brings down a shaila as follows. We know that a pruse mi bas gimel is a lav bas bia, by any cave. We know that a poches mi ben tes is a lav bar bia by a zoche. So he says like this, a pruse mi bas gimel, it seems from the Gemara, mitzias, it's not called a bia. Kenoisen etz babayim. It's not called a mais a bia. That's not lomdus, that's a mitzias. A poches mi ben teshonim eklels a shayla. Is pshad is that it's not called beer. Poches mi ben tes doesn't have the physical aspects of beer. Or it could be it's a halacha. That means an amaisa beer, it's a maisa beer. No, there's a din shiurim. Halacha la moish machine, it doesn't have a din beer. It's a maisa beer, it doesn't have a halacha beer. If a goy that's a poches mi ben tes will be boiled. By goyim, there's no shiurim by goyim. So it could be a goy poches mi ben tes. If it's a maisa bia, it'll be called a bia. So he clears this chakire. If a bia of a poches mi ben tes, if the chesorin is sefelt in maisa bia, or that it's called a maisa bia, no sefelt in a sonish kandin bia. So, that's the midar is pshat in the Ritve. The Ritve says, a moire dike zach. Hoyo sheyesh kam psul vadai. The mamzer is a mamzer vadai. It's not sofik, he's a mamzer. Ubiye vadois. The zicha was a bia also. Ve eina sofik el aloshonim. Only have one sofik. How old he is? See, it's a moire dike zach, he says. There's a bia vadois, and you only have a sofik on the shonim. So why is this cloth in the Ritve that it's called a maise bia? It's a sofik if it's a halacha bia. So he says, if you have these two factors, that you have a psul vadai, and a bia vadois, is isra cheskoso, you don't stell on the cheskes kashres.